Flag salute.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, December 4, 2018. The time is 8:22. Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in December 14, 2017 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
I just want to apologize for everybody for coming out late tonight. There are some agenda items that needed to be discussed in executive session in order for us to move forward. They're time sensitive, so we really needed to get them squared away, and we apologize. Reports, Madam Clerk. Commissioner Tucci.
I'm sorry. What are we up to? I have a shade tree report for the month of November 2018.
Thank you, Commissioner. Bills, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. Bill list for December 4th, 2018. Public Affairs, $175,236.96. Revenue and Finance, excuse me. Revenue and Finance, $2,586,196.72. Public Safety, $64,980.72. Public Works, $54,724.54. Parks and Public Property, $726,677.55. Water Utility, $94,819.34. Total payroll for November 16, 2018 is $799,541.26. Total payroll for November 30, 2018 is $836,093.91. For a grand total of $5,338,271.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on the agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, move to close the public comment period.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioners?
I just have one brief announcement. This last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we held our winter performance of The Wizard of Oz, and we had 72 wonderful young Nutley performers who once again outdid themselves. They were just phenomenal. It was a total team effort, and between our professionals, our producers, our directors, our musical people, our choreographers, and my folks from the Parks Department who need to be applauded also, it was once again a wonderful performance, and it's a program that we're going to continue to grow. We're going to add a dance component to it, and we're also going to add a singing component to it. So it was a wonderful event. I just want to thank everyone who came out and supported us.
Any other announcements, commissioners?
I have one, Mayor, if I may. I just
like to announce that even though a good friend of mine was from Belleville, and he was, who passed away, Chris Venero from Venero Trucking in Belleville, I just wanted to acknowledge his passing. He died last week at the age of 88. And when I tell you what a true gentleman he was, and he patronized a lot of the shops in Nutley, and mine including in that. And I have to tell you, he lost his wife about 6-7 months ago. And I know Sam Corella doesn't like to be put on the spot, but what you did for him with the Social Security and all those kinds of things is admirable. And I appreciate it, and I know his family did. He has a lot of relatives in Nutley, the Christophers. Jack Christopher is a cousin, Greg Palmer. And it's just amazing that, you know, we had the ability to, you know, have a relationship, and as Commissioner Rogers says, with the best generation that really represented this country well. So I just wanted to acknowledge his passing. Thank you.
Just have a little moment of silence. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to thank the board, all the commissioners for their help in the tree lighting that we had the other night. Despite the rain, we had a great turnout, and the tree's beautiful, and the oval looks beautiful, and it's a great way to usher in the holiday season. So thank you all. Ordinance introductions. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. I have six introductions this evening. The first three are for our capital ordinance for 2018. I'll read them by title individually. Ordinance number 3407, bond ordinance providing for the reconstruction of various roadways and sidewalks in the township in the county of Essex, New Jersey, appropriating $330,000 therefor and authorizing the issuance of $313,500 in bonds or notes of the township for financing part of the cost thereof. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with a notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on December 18, 2018. The next ordinance is 3408, the second bond ordinance. Bond ordinance appropriating $1,670,000, authorizing the issuance of $1,586,500 in bonds or notes of the township for various improvements. This would be encompassed buildings, equipment, and technology or for purposes authorized to be undertaken by the township in the county of Essex, New Jersey. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with a notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on December 18, 2018. The last bond ordinance is for the water utility. Bond ordinance appropriating $256,600 and authorizing the issuance of $243,750 in bonds or notes of the township for various water utility improvements or purposes authorized to be undertaken by the township in the county of Essex, New Jersey. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with a notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on December 18, 2018. I move all three ordinances.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My next ordinance is for the continuation of our digital archiving of records in the Code Enforcement Department, and to expand that to include records of the Municipal Clerk's Office that are required to be retained indefinitely. Ordinance providing for the digital archiving of ordinance enforcement, actually code enforcement and the Municipal Clerk's Office records and related services in and by the Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, New Jersey, appropriating $100,000 thereof. This is a fully funded ordinance, which we will do the capital amendment as part of my resolution tonight. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on December 18, 2018. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The next two ordinances relate to the execution of a financing agreement for two properties at the on the Hop and the Roche site, known today as Building 100 Metro and 200 Metro. The first ordinance reads, ordinance of the Township of Nutley authorizing the execution of a financing agreement with PB-100 Metro Urban Renewal LLC and granting a tax exemption. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with a notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on December 18, 2018. The second ordinance related to that, 3412, ordinance of the Township of Nutley authorizing the execution of the financing agreement with PB-200 Metro Urban Renewal LLC and granting a tax exemption. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with a notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on December 18, 2018. The notion of the word tax exemption does not mean that these are tax-exempt properties. They will pay full local taxation as part of the agreements. I just want to be clear that that's that no one's misled by the thought that they're actually tax-exempt. So I move both of these ordinances.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Public hearing on ordinance number 3399, an ordinance to amend ordinance 412 of the Code of the Township of Nutley entitled Water, more specifically, Chapter 685, Article 1, Regulations and Rates. This ordinance has been on for introduction over the last year and a half. We finally have the public hearing on it. It's become necessitated by a decrease in consumption, which has brought a decrease in revenue to the water utility. And what this ordinance does more specifically is have a $3 per month maintenance fee, which will allow the town to take over some of the responsibilities that were the homeowners, specifically the supply line, which runs from the main to the curb box, the any elimination of charges for turn on and turn offs, and any elimination of costs for meter replacement. Anybody would like to be heard on number 3399?
Mr. Mayor, excuse me, before you do that, I just want to make sure that we announced in the public record that the three changes that we've made to the ordinance page. If I can do it if you'd like. I have it listed.
Sure.
I have three changes. Is that what you have?
I have de minimis changes. I have more than three.
I have page 4 of 22, section 685-4.
Correct.
The word advanced should be advanced as possible given timing and emergency limitations. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Page 7?
Yep, page 7. The caption or the title under renewal fee should be upgrade fee. I think
upgrade and renewal, yep.
Correct?
That's okay. Correct.
And then I had page 14 of 22.
Page 8?
Oh, you have page 8 also?
Go to page 8 because page 8 under water connection fee speaks to new connections and not renewal fees, so we eliminated that third column.
Yeah, I think the whole third column, right?
The whole third column.
Okay.
On page 9, page 9 was just my comment. Nothing there. On page 11, we just want to make note that if water, in the event that it does need to be shut off, it would be shut off in conjunction with not only water department regulations, but also health department regulations.
And page 14, I think we have.
Page 14. Correct, page 14. The annual fee, I believe there's a typo there. And that's it.
The two inch would be $200, not $300, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I believe that's all.
Thank you.
No problem.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, I just wanted to thank Mr. Tucci. I've been watching this as well as you did, but in the conference meeting, you asked more questions than I had, and you answered all my questions. I'd like to thank you for your due diligence. I thought that was very appropriate, and thank you. I thought that was you really amazed me that you looked out for the taxpayers in this ordinance, the way you handled it, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Ward. Anybody else want to be heard on ordinance number 3399? Seeing none, move the ordinance.
Second.
Better close the public hearing.
Well, move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. I'd like to thank all the commissioners for their input, especially Commissioner Tucci. Was invaluable. His experience not only as running a DPW, but as a town manager in getting this ordinance right, which is the goal that we always have. So thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome, and I'm probably responsible for that year-plus delay in getting this done. But you and your shop did a nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you. Ordinance number 3401, an ordinance of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex creating Chapter 115, Officers and Employees, Article 25, Custodial Records of the Township Code. I open up the public hearing. Anybody who want to be heard on ordinance number 3401? Seeing none, I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Ordinance number 3402, ordinance of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, amending Chapter 320 Fees, Article 1, Copies of Public Records of the Township Code. I open up a public hearing. Anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3402? Seeing none, I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. Ordinance number 3403 is an ordinance establishing the business entity disclosure for political contributions for municipal candidates and as well as county party candidates, establishing a threshold. The ordinance is consistent with state statute. As a town that's currently receiving transitional aid as a compliance requirement this year, the state has required those towns to have the local ordinance on their books. So we're establishing this. We have followed this practice historically following state statute, but now we have the same statute on our local books.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. I do have a few questions. I'm just trying to find them. According to section, to page 4, section D, it appears that the mayor will have appoint an individual to oversee this. Is that correct? Am I understanding that correctly?
Page 4, item D.
Page 4, paragraph D.
For purposes of this section, the office that is considered to have ultimate responsibility for the award of a contract shall be the Township Board of Commissioners. Yes, this, any contract that we do has to be approved by the Board of Commissioners.
No, I understand it has to be approved by the Board of Commissioners, but it appears that the mayor could can appoint somebody to overlook to make sure all the rules were followed prior to?
It's an or.
Oh, okay. That I just wanted to see if anybody would be appointed for that.
Nobody's being appointed.
And is it correct? The threshold for the contract is $100,000. That's on page 2.
Mm-hmm. On page 2, last paragraph.
Section yes. D. And I just wanted to make sure that what is the actual limit? The total limit is $2,500. Is that correct? Is that county and Nutley?
Yeah, basically it says it restricts making a reportable contribution, which would be $300 or less.
There's other ones, but it says a total.
Up to a maximum.
Maximum. That's what I was saying. I just wanted to make sure that was going to be that was the applicable one. In Section 5, page 6, excessive contributions, is that, are you relying on a report from ELECT to determine that, or is somebody else going to be taking track of that?
This is what is a triggering date, so it's using that as a date. So what it says is an entity that violated has a right to cure it within 30 days of that particular date when it's published. So it's just a triggering date more than anything else.
And is that based on that the ELECT report? Is
right,
that,
right. And it's the state. This is the state statute. So that's what the state statute.
Okay. Yes, I just wanted to make sure of that. Yep. And then the Section 6, exemptions. Paragraph 6 under that section refers to the fair and open process. Will the contracts moving forward, will they be designated as fair and open? Because I noticed in here, I believe it's Mr. Tucci has one, it says this is a fair and open contract.
It depends on the contract. So every situation might be different. So if it's a professional services contract, it may not be. If it's a bidded contract, it would be exempt. So all this is really saying is if it's an open and fair bid, they're not required to comply with those other requirements. Do you understand that, the difference, Mr. Moore?
Yes. I just wanted to make sure it's clear. Because it's under here, under the rules don't apply if it's for the lowest bidder.
Correct. That's why it's called the fair and open process right. When it's bidding. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else want to be heard?
Just as a point of clarification, even though we're just adopting this pay-to-play ordinance this evening for our township, in the absence of an ordinance, and Alan, correct me if I'm wrong, we would be governed by the state ordinance, state pay-to-play.
Absolutely. And so we require that, and every contract, they have to provide that information in accordance with the statute.
Right. So I don't want anyone to think that we were not being diligent in exercising our duties.
Memorializing policy.
Exactly.
Our procedures will not change at all.
As I had indicated, we have been following this. This is now a compliance requirement to add. So absolutely, it's good reinforcement.
Anybody else want to be heard on ordinance number 3403?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Resolution. Commissioner Rogers.
Resolution number 289-18. Resolution for an agreement made between Northwest Essex Community Healthcare Network, a nonprofit corporation, having its principal place of business in Belleville, New Jersey. Whereas the agency has agreed and functioned in the past to provide behavioral health care for the residents of Nutley and will continue to provide said services in accordance with the terms and conditions of this agreement. And whereas Nutley has agreed to make annual grants of funds for the partial support and maintenance of said services rendered by the agency to Nutley residents, and whereas it is hereby agreed that the agency will furnish and provide behavioral health care services to residents of Nutley by professionally qualified personnel, and will cooperate with the other Nutley community programs that deal with the provisions of said services for services rendered by the agency and described heretofore during said contractual period of January 1, 2019 through December 31st, 2019. Nutley agrees to pay the agency a grant in the amount of $20,000. Payments on account of the obligation set forth shall be made annually to the agency no later than December 31st, 2019, in the amount of $20,000 for the year. The agency will provide a therapist once a week to see veterans in need of therapy at the Department of Public Affairs Health, located at 149 Chestnut Street in Nutley. Whereas funds will be available from account number 901-118-209 in the amount of $20,000, and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer and certification being subject to adoption of the 2019 municipal budget. And now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Mayor and the Township Clerk be and there are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Northwest Essex Community Healthcare Network. Be it further resolved that the parties hereto have caused these presents to be executed by their respective mayor, officer, and attested by their respective municipal clerk, or secretary, and their official seal to be affixed hereunto. So moved.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
I abstain.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Resolution 298-18, whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that the Township enter into an agreement with the New Jersey Association for Retarded Citizens, Essex County Unit Incorporated, a New Jersey corporation with offices on Nayland Avenue in the Township of Livingston, Essex County, New Jersey, wherein the unit agrees to provide services for mentally challenged individuals and their families in the Township of Nutley effective January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2019 in consideration of payment by the Township of Nutley to the unit of $1,000 payable in one sum per year as a partial reimbursement of the costs and services. And whereas funds are available in account number 0801116209 for the year 2018, the amount of $1,000, and account number 901116209 for the year 2019 in the amount of $1,000, subject to the adoption of the 2019 municipal budget, and have been certified by the CFO, and certification being attached to this resolution, and be it resolved that the mayor and the township clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute said agreement. So moved.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
For the benefit of those who watch us on the TV networks, I spoke to my colleagues tonight. Some of you were in the room before. We're going to look to strike that term retarded citizens. It just doesn't sit well, I don't think, with any of us. So next, when I get back in January, I'm going to set up a meeting with the ARC, and we're going to see if we could get that name changed, something that shouldn't be there. Thank you. Okay, resolution number 318, whereas pursuant to New Jersey SA 406723, Arbor Hills is recognized as a qualified private community, and whereas the township is responsible to reimburse a qualified community for certain services, including solid waste disposal, or to provide said services to the qualified private community in the same fashion as a municipality provides these services on public roads and streets. Whereas the township has elected to reimburse Arbor Hills for solid waste disposal services for 2019 year in the amount of $18,144. And whereas funds are available from account number 901-138-275, subject to the adoption of the 2019 municipal budget, and a certification of availability of funds has been attached to this resolution. And now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, that the mayor and township are hereby authorized to enter into a municipal services agreement for solid waste collection and disposal with 432 owners, One River Road, Nutley, known as Arbor Hills, in a form of approved by the township attorney. A copy of this resolution, as well as the municipal services agreement, shall be placed in the file with the clerk, and notice of this action shall be printed once in the Nutley Sun. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Resolution 302-18, whereas the Uniform Service, Shared Services and Consolidation Act authorizes and empowers local units to enter into agreements with other local entities regarding shared services, and whereas the Township and the Board of Education recognize the value of interlocal cooperation as a way of reducing duplication and overlap services, and whereas the Township and the Board of Education have previously entered into such an agreement in order to define the respective rights and obligations of the Township and the Board of Education regarding the employee of a physician, school physician, to provide health services. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Township of Nutley and the Nutley Board of Education wish to extend the existing shared services agreement for physician school services for the period of September 1st, 2018 through August 31st, 2019, for which the Township will be compensated $7,000 to be paid in 10 equal installments of $700. This is one of those agreements that when I took office in 2012, we had four physicians, four, between the Board of Education and the Township. Well, we were able to reduce it to one and then split the cost. So there was a tremendous amount of savings by doing this. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's it, Mayor. Thank you.
Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Whereas Resolution Number 256-18 was adopted by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, at their meeting held on Wednesday, November 7, 2018, authorizing the execution of a contract with Princeton Hosted Solution, and whereas the contract term was incorrectly stated on said resolutions, and it must be amended to read July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2020, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that Resolution 256-18 be and is hereby amended to reflect the correct contract term with Princeton Hosted Solutions as effective from July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2020. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas a resolution was adopted on January 16, 2018, awarding a contract to Dujet's Tree Experts, 54 Notch Road, Woodland Park, New Jersey, and whereas the agreement entered into on the bid specifications between Dujet's Tree Experts and the Township of Nutley on January 1, 2018 was for a period of 1 year with the option to be extended for an additional year not to exceed 2 years, and whereas funds are available from 9-01-512-209 pending adoption of the 2019 municipal budget not to exceed $40,000 for the year and have been certified or will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be it resolved that the Township of Nutley renewed the contract with Dujet's Tree Experts, Woodland Park, New Jersey, for tree removal service pursuant to the previously signed agreement. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire specialized professional services as a fair and open contract pursuant to the provision of NJSA 19:44A-20.5, and whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has determined that there is a need to acquire specialized professional services for electrical services, and whereas the municipal clerk is hereby authorized and she is directed to advertise for sealed bids for electrical services, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that sealed bids shall be due on Thursday, December 27, 2018 at 11 a.m. addressed to the Municipal Clerk, Nutley Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Whereas Township of Nutley has a need to acquire specialized professional services as a fair and open contract pursuant to the provision of NJSA 19:44A-20.5, and whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has determined that there is a need to acquire specialized professional services for air conditioning, plumbing, heating, and refrigeration service and purchase of equipment, and whereas the municipal clerk is hereby authorized and she is directed to advertise for sealed bids for air conditioning, plumbing, heating, refrigeration service, and purchase of equipment, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that sealed bids shall be due on Thursday, December 27th at 11 a.m. addressed to the Municipal Clerk, Nutley Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provision of RS 40A:4-58, the following transfers of appropriations in the 2018 budget be, and same are hereby authorized and approved. In the Department of Parks and Public Property, from group insurance, $31,000, to buildings, other expenses in the amount of $5,000, parks, other expenses in the amount of $15,000, recreation committee, other expenses in the amount of $11,000, totaling $31,000 in total. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Commissioner Evans?
Thank you. I'll be a while.
Oh, Jesus.
Some of those by title, Commissioner.
Yeah, maybe I should get up and do some exercises.
Did you say some by title? By title would be yes. Nice, Commissioner.
Yeah, so resolution, the 275-18, this is a resolution for legal services to engage Inglesina, Webster, Wascala, and Taylor as counsel for the township concerning our litigation with affordable housing. As we've previously discussed, that matter is nearing a resolution. This will provide for the continuation of their services for an amount not to exceed $25,000. This money does not come out of the operating budget. It comes out of the COA trust account, so it's not paid for by the residents of Nully in the normal tax process. Where I will pick it up is that whereas funds are available for purposes from COA trust account T26909902 and certification of availability has been filed by the chief financial officer of the township in accordance with local budget law NJSA 48:4-57 NJAC 5:34-5.2. Whereas the total amount of the services rendered pursuant to this resolution shall not exceed $25,000 in the aggregate. Whereas John P. Inglesino of Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala, and Taylor has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that he and the firm have not made any disqualifying reportable contributions to a political candidate or candidate committee in the township in the previous 1 year that would violate NJSA 1944A 20.5 or the township's local unit pay-to-play ordinance adopted by referendum or by any other relevant executive orders or the New Jersey Election Law Enforcement Commission disclosure requirements, and that the contract will bar Mr. Inglesino from making any reportable contributions for the term of this contract. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nully in accordance with local public contracts law, hereby authorizes and approves the award of professional services contract to John P. Inglesino, the firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala, Taylor, pursuant to a non-fair and open process in accordance with the provisions of NJSA 19:44A 20.5 as legal counsel in accordance with a contract for professional services, which shall provide that the legal counsel or any attorney on the staff shall be paid an hourly rate of $215 for legal services by attorneys and an hourly rate of $100 for services performed by a paralegal or a law clerk. Further resolved that the chief financial officer has executed a certification of funds for the contract that is sufficient sufficient funds are available. Further resolved that the total amount of services rendered shall not exceed $25,000 in the aggregate. Further resolved that the anticipated term of this contract will be for 12 months, beginning January 1, 2019 through December 31, 2019. Further resolved that the mayor and clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute, seal, and deliver said contract for professional services on behalf of and the name of the township. And further resolved that the business entity disclosure certification and said entity disclosure of campaign contributions shall be placed on file with this resolution. Further resolved that a copy of this resolution shall be published by law within 10 days of its passage. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
This next resolution, whereas there exists a need by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nully for legal counsel to advise and represent the Township on special matters, including but not limited to compliance and procedural issues involving the Open Public Records Act, NJSA 47:1A(1.1), the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, and other general matters as may be determined and directed by the Township Attorney. Whereas the above need are for certain specified professional services to be rendered or performed by a person or persons authorized by law to practice a recognized profession whose practice is regulated by law within the meaning of NJSA 28:11-1 as amended, whereas the performance of said professional service requires knowledge of an advanced type in the field of learning required by a prolonged formal course of specialized training study as distinguished from general academic instruction or apprenticeship and training, whereas funds are available for this purpose from account 901-012205 and a certificate of availability has been certified by the chief financial officer in accordance with local budget law NJSA 48:457 NJAC 5:34-5.2. Whereas services rendered pursuant to this resolution shall not exceed $35,000 in the aggregate. Whereas Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification which certifies the firm has not made any disqualifying reportable contributions to a political candidate or candidate committee in the township in the previous 1 year that would violate violate either NJSA 19:44A 20.5 or the township's local pay-to-play ordinance adopted by referendum or any and all relevant executive orders or the New Jersey Election Law Enforcement Commission disclosure requirements that the contract will bar Inglesino, Webster, Wiscallo, and Taylor from making any reportable contributions through the term of this contract. Whereas local public contracts law, NJSA 48:11.1, as amended, requires this resolution be publicly advertised. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, the Township of Nutley, in accordance with local public contracts law, that hereby authorizes and approves the award of the services of the contract to the firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wiscala, and Taylor pursuant to a non-fair and open process in accordance with the provisions of NJSA 19:44A 20.5 as a legal counsel in accordance with a contract for professional services, which shall provide for the legal counsel and attorney and the staff to be paid an hourly rate of $215 for legal services by attorneys and an hourly rate of $100 for paralegal or law clerks. Be it further resolved that this chief financial officer has executed a certification of funds. Further resolved that the services rendered in this resolution shall not exceed $35,000, that the term of the contract will be from January 1, 2019 through December 31st, 2019. Further resolved that the mayor and clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute and seal and deliver said contract for professional services on behalf of and in the name of the township, that the business disclosure entity certification and business entity disclosure of campaign contributions shall be placed on file with this resolution, and a copy of this resolution shall be published by law as required within 10 days of its passage. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas in accordance with NJAC 17273.2, each agent, public agency shall designate an individual to serve as its public agency compliance officer, which serves as a liaison between the Department of the Treasury, the Division of Public Contracts, Equal Employment Opportunity, and the Township of Nutley. Whereas the public agency compliance officer serves as the public agency's point of contact for all matters concerning the implementation and administration of the above reference statute, and is responsible for assuring that no public contract may be awarded nor any money paid until the contractor has agreed to the contract performance, which complies with the approved affirmative action plan. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners of the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby appoints Eleni Pettis, the Municipal Clerk, as the Township's public agency compliance officer for calendar year 2019. Be further resolved that in accordance with NJAC 17:273.2, the Township Clerk is hereby authorized and directed to forward a certified copy of this resolution to the State of New Jersey Department of the Treasury Division of Contracts Compliance and EEO in Public Contracts, P.O. Box 209, Trenton, New Jersey. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be further resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that the Treasurer being hereby is authorized to refund overpayment of water charges for $5,136.91 for Block 1001, Lot 1, Qualifier C 5038. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley, through the Department of Revenue and Finance, has a need to acquire grant consulting services on behalf of the Township as a non-fair, non-open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A and 20.5, as appropriate. Whereas Millennium Strategies, LLC, 60 Columbia Avenue, Suite 230, Morristown, New Jersey, has submitted a proposal indicating that they will provide such services for a sum not to exceed $35,000. Whereas the term of this contract for the 12 months, January 1, 2019 through December 31st, 2019, whereas Millennium Strategies has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that said corporation has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the township in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Millennium Strategies partners from making any reportable contributions for the term of the contract. Whereas funds are available in account 901-209-205, subject to the adoption of the 2019 budget, and will be certified by the chief financial officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, one, that the contract shall be entered into between Township of Nutley and Millennium Strategies, as at the address indicated above, for an amount not to exceed $35,000, and a copy of this resolution, as well as the contract, will be placed on file in the municipal clerk's office. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the township has a need to acquire the services of a registered municipal accountant to conduct the annual audit of the township's books, accounts, and financial transactions, inclusive of the public library, within 5 months after the close of the fiscal year as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.4 and 20.5 as appropriate. This resolution is the reappointment of Nizavachi and Company, who's our outside auditors, to perform the audit for the year coming to a close, 2018, and they will do that during 2019. This contract does exceed the aggregate services of $30,000. The amount of this contract for Nizavachi is a total of $156,881.95. This reflects a 2% increase this year. This contract last year was flat with the previous year, so it's been a while since they have had an increase, but it was held to 2%. Nizavachi, a certified public accountant and consultant, has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any disqualifying reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the township in the previous 1 year, and the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contracts, whereas funds will be available from account 801-222-205 in the amount of $91,833.06 and account 905-706-205 in the amount of $65,048.89 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2019 budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, State of New Jersey, authorizes the Mayor to enter into a contract with Nizavachi to provide the above services, that the business entity disclosure, certification, and determination of value be placed on file with this resolution. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans. Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Jewell. Aye.
Commissioner Evans voted aye.
Yes.
Yeah. You got past me before I could do it.
Sorry, Commissioner.
That's okay.
Apologize.
No. That's quite all right. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the services of a professional real estate appraiser to assist with real estate appraisals, tax appeals, tax court appearances, and to complete the necessary procedures pursuant to procedures to ensure the capture of added assessments arising from ongoing improvements and activities in the township as a non-fair and non-open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944A:20.4 and 20.5 as appropriate. Whereas the tax assessor has determined and certified in writing that the value of the aggregate services provided by the vendor will exceed $30,000, whereas Hendricks Appraisal Company, 7 Hutton Avenue in West Orange, has submitted a fee schedule to provide such services for a total which is not to exceed $45,000. This actually reflects a reduction in our services from this current year as we are negotiating our costs down where we can. Whereas the anticipated term of the contract is 12 months beginning in January and ending in December 31st, whereas the funds will be available in account 901-204-205 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2019 municipal budget. Whereas Hendricks Appraisal Company has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable or disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the township in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, whereas the business entity disclosure certification and determinative value will be placed on file with this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved, the Board of Commissioners authorizes the Mayor to enter into a contract with Hendricks Appraisal Company, LLC. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My next resolution covers our municipal tax appeals for legal counsel related to that pursuant to a non-fair and open contract under NJSA 1944A 20.4 and 20.5. The amount of the contract will exceed $30,000. The law firm of Pyro Zinnis, Feli, Paris, and Genitempo at 360 Passaic Avenue has submitted a fee schedule for providing such services, which total is not to exceed $50,000. This is, again, another reduction. It's a $10,000 reduction over the current year. Whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months for between January 19 through December 31st. Whereas the firm has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the township in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contracts through the term of the contract. Funds are available in account 901-204-200 and will be certified by the chief financial officer subject to the adoption of the 2019 budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners that the mayor be and is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Frank Zinna, Esquire, of the law firm as a professional service. Be further resolved that the copy of this resolution as well as the contract shall be placed on file with the clerk of the township in a notice in accordance with the local public contracts law of New Jersey in the form attached to here too shall be published in the Nutley Sun. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco. Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
This next resolution covers attorney services for the Code Enforcement Department for, regarding municipal land use law. The contract is less than $30,000, and it's permitted as a specialized service under NJSA 48:11-51A small I, which allows it to be a non-fair and non-open contract bid. The Angelo Cifelli of the law firm of Pyro Zinnis Cifelli Paris Genitempo has submitted a proposal not to exceed $10,000. There's no increase in fee from the current year where this fee has been held flat. Whereas funds are available from account 901-226-205 and will be certified by the chief financial officer subject to the adoption of the 2019 budget. The term of the contract is January 1, 2019 through December 31st, the law firm of Pyro Zinnis Cifelli Genitempo has completed and submitted the business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they haven't made a reportable disqualifying contribution to a political or candidate committee in the township the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that the mayor is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Angelo Cifelli of that law firm as a professional service. A copy of this resolution shall be, as well as the contract, shall be placed on file with the clerk of the township, and a notice in accordance with public contracts law will be published in the Nutley Sun. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas Angelo Cifelli of the law firm of Pyro Zinnis Cifelli Paris Genitempo has been awarded a non-fair and open contract as professional service pursuant to NJSA 1944A 20.4 and 20.5 as appropriate to provide legal advice and services for the Code Enforcement Department in connection with the township's land use policies and procedures. On December 19, 2017, resolution number 287-17, whereas the services have exceeded the original contract amount of $10,000, a change order was authorized August 7th in 2018 by a resolution 175-18 for an increase of $7,500, and such services have exceeded the amount of the original contract and change order number one. Whereas Director of Finance Code Enforcement has recommended the additional change order from said contract, change order number two, to provide legal advice and services for the Code Enforcement Department in connection with land use policies and procedures in the amount of $3,500, whereas funds are available in 801-226-205 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification attached to this resolution. Be it further, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, the change order number two in the amount of $3,500 be and is hereby approved. Just to be clear, I approved this as well as the previous one These additional fees are related to the MECA matter that is ongoing, and these fees will be fully reimbursed as part of that arrangement. These fees will not be incurred or borne by the residents of Nutley. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas Makula Contracting submitted and paid for an underground storage tank removal permit, 92 Margaret Avenue, whereas the cost of the permit fee for the underground storage tank removal permit was collected in the amount of $75. Said amount was deposited in account C01904903. The Township of Nutley has offered to refund the permit fee from the $75. They're not proceeding with that work. The Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that authorizes that all the permit fees in the amount of $75 related to Makula contract can be refunded. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
This is my last resolution. This is for Cap. Cap. I hit the maximum limit. You're only allowed 12, so.
I think you have to limit it, Mayor.
We can revisit that if you guys like, but capital budget amendment. This relates to the ongoing digitization of our records in the code office and now the municipal clerk's office. And this provides for an amendment, which is fully funded, for $100,000. To cover the cost of that work that's continuing and will continue into 2019. So move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Petracco. Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Public Safety has a need to acquire services of a labor council as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA. I'm going to move this by title. This is for Sierinski and Hollenbach, so I move resolution number 29918.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas impaired drivers on our nation's roads kills more than 10,000 people each year and costs society more than $37 billion annually. And whereas 28% of motor vehicle fatalities in New Jersey in 2016 were alcohol-related, and whereas an enforcement crackdown is planned to compact impaired driving, and whereas the season of the end of the year is traditionally a time for social gatherings, which often include alcohol, and whereas the State of New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety has asked law enforcement agencies throughout the state to participate in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over year-end holiday crackdown. And whereas the project will involve increased impaired driving enforcement from December 7, 2018 through January 1, 2019. And whereas an increase in the roadways driving enforcement and a reduction in impaired driving will save lives on our roadways. Therefore, be it resolved by the Township of Nutley declares its support for the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over 2018 year-end holiday crackdown from December 7, 2018 through January 1, 2019 and pledges to increase awareness of dangers of drinking and driving. Before I move this resolution, we do this every year. Obviously, with Christmas approaching, all the holidays, the New Year's Eve, I have to tell you, every year I get a phone call, and it's from a friend, a dear friend, hopefully not this year, of somebody that's got pulled over with driving under influence. Trust me, if you ever listen to one word I say up here, it's a lot easier to take Uber than to go through that. So I know our children use Uber a lot more than we do, and I know they do it. My kids do it all the time, which I'm very proud of, and I aspire to youth to keep doing that. It's a good practice. And, you know, like I say to a lot of people, you know what, you can get pulled over for drunk driving. It's not what you're going to do to yourself. It's what you have to live with, God forbid, if you do something to someone else. So please heed these words. I move resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provisions of RS-48:4-58, the following transfers of appropriation 2018 budget. Being under the same hereby authorized and approved from fire salary and wage, $300,000 to fire O&E. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
So I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to retain services of legal counsel who specializes in matters related to railroads and railroad crossings to represent the Township regarding grade railroad crossings by Norfolk Southern Industrial Railroad as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to NJSA 19:44A-20.4 or 20.5 as appropriate. Whereas the law firm of Genova Burns, located at 494 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, possesses the necessary qualifications to represent and has submitted a proposal to provide these services at an hourly rate of $200 for all attorneys and $75 for all paralegals and will not exceed $15,000. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Mayor is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with the law firm of Genova Burns as a professional service. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township of Nutley shall apply for community development block grant monies for the year 2019. And whereas the public hearings regarding CDBG grant program were held on November 8, 2018, and November 29, 2018, at which time applications for grants were accepted. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Township of Nutley and submits the following applications for funding for 2019 in this priority order: ADA Pathways at Father Glossback Park, $33,000. Duncan Place Reconstruction Resurfacing, $132,290. 3, Witherspoon Street Reconstruction and Resurfacing, $130,290. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
This is resolution number 281-18, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley authorizing the engagement of Inglesino, Webster, Washashala, Taylor as counsel for the Township of Nutley concerning litigations related to the redevelopment of the former Hoffman LaRoche campus. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Department of Public Works announces there will be free two-hour meter parking from December 10, 2018 through December 28, 2018. And whereas the suspension of meter parking during the holiday is a Nutley tradition to promote our business district and support local merchants. And whereas the free two-hour parking will allow ample time for residents to take the opportunity to leisurely walk and shop Nutley first. Now, therefore, it is resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, will allow free two-hour meter parking from December 10, 2018 through December 28, 2018, and move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Joseph P. Scarpelli and Kathy Repuszewski be appointed as representatives as the CDBG Grant Committee for the term January 1st, 2019 through December 31st, 2019, and move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the following newspapers are hereby designated as the official newspapers for advertising the Township of Nutley for the year 2019. Nutley Sun, Star Ledger, The Herald News. Be it further resolved that Tappan to Nutley being hereby is designated as the electronic news source for which notices and all other matters are provided under the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10-4-6-2-10:21 of the State of New Jersey, otherwise known as the Sunshine Law. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas raffle applications have received from St. Mary's Catholic Church, license number 50-18, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle to be held Friday, May 31st, 2019, whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue the raffle licenses. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person should limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Tammy Rossi, 28 Colonial Terrace. Good evening, Commissioners, Mayor Scarpelli. I have a question regarding what transpired over the past few meetings regarding the ordinance for term limits on all appointed boards. While Commissioner Rogers agreed to table this for the time being until we gather more information, this month there will be several term expirations on various boards. Mayor Scarpelli, you agreed to post opportunities to serve on these various boards on the Nutley notification system. When do you plan to do this in light of the 12/31 term expirations? And I request, if you haven't done so yet, which I haven't seen it, so I don't think they've been posted, that not only on the Nutley notification system, these opportunities to serve on the various boards be posted, but also on the Nutley cable channel. So that was my first question. My second question is, I'm aware that you have received resumes from several citizens in town, and they have received a thank you acknowledgement for the receipt of their resumes, but these citizens have not been invited to interview. When will you interview them for these board positions that they show an interest in serving? That's it. Thank you.
That's it. So, Ms. Rossi, as far as we're looking into with the IT department and looking how we can get that up on our website to announce the vacancies or term limits, and anybody who wants to submit their resume. As far as the cable and the alert system, I'll take that under advisement, and I do plan on interviewing the people before the end of the year.
Mr. Mayor, may I just add something?
Sure.
Ms. Rossi, I'm planning, as we agreed, the last meeting is to have a public discussion. And I'd like to maybe around, if it'll be all right with my colleagues here, around mid-January. Holidays are over, people are back, and we widely would advertise anyone who had any position on that to come and to express their views. And then after that, we'll be able to come to some sort of conclusion as to whether or how we're going to move forward. I think the end game here is to widen the scope of allowing people to participate on these boards and in government. And we'll look, we'll see. There may be some obstacles that we just won't be able to overcome with regard to state law. Doesn't mean, though, there's not another way. I've been thinking out of the box, and I'm going to share with my colleagues first what I'm thinking about. I think we could achieve that end if we run into some major roadblocks. But the key is to get more people involved, just so you know that I haven't forgotten. You're welcome. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner.
William Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, I wanted to speak to Commissioner Rogers. What your plans were? Is there going to be a committee? You said that there'll be an open discussion. Is that going to be at a meeting or a separate meeting?
Well, I think we agreed that it'd be at a public meeting. That it would be at a public meeting like we have here tonight. But I want to make sure, Mr. Moore, that it's widely advertised. That, and we can do that. We've got the social media methodologies to make sure that this will be a very good public discussion. So we can do it at a public meeting on a Tuesday night, right, gentlemen? Any objections to that?
The only concern that I would have is that there would be, if you wanted to have a restriction to say that we say 3 minutes or 5 minutes, I'm sure some people would want to speak for or against it, that they should at least have an ample opportunity to express that. So that if it fell outside of the commissioner's meeting to say that we get around the restrictions.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe can we kind of extend the courtesy, since it is going to be a specific topic that will maybe be a little bit more than 5 or 6 minutes for people to explain. We certainly had people here last week, and it was a great meeting, and they had pretty much extended time to present their views, which was good. I mean, it was very interesting to hear some of the things we heard, but I agree. I think we should extend the courtesy if the board would allow that.
If it fell after the meeting, you conclude the commissioner's meeting, then you can say we can have a public discussion. I think it is such a vulnerable topic.
Yes.
It's going to be good and bad on each side, and I think everybody should have an ample opportunity to discuss it.
Even if it takes two meetings. You know, I think every single person who has an opinion should be given the opportunity, whether pro or con.
Yes, absolutely.
So we might find, well, you know, we've been here an hour, let's say, and maybe, you know, we could extend the courtesy or extend the opportunity for people to come to the next meeting. I really don't want to see this issue close until every single person who has something to say says it. I think that's important.
Yes.
Good point.
And one last, Mr. Tucci, did you ever complete that report for the ordinance that
As I said at the last meeting, I'm in the final stages of that, but in reviewing the water ordinance and the density ordinance and the handbook and everything else, it's been delayed because these items were obviously a bit more crucial. But hopefully by the end of the year, I'm going to have that white paper completed.
And I get an email copy of that.
Absolutely. Right? I'll hand deliver it.
There's one issue I do want to bring up. I will be brief. There's a number of people complaining in town, and Mr. Petrarco, I spoke to you about this, is that for overnight parking, and there seems to be a lot of the older apartments that do not have pre-designated parking, that they're going to park on the street. And I could see this starting to progress to be some kind of an issue, especially with moving forward. I realize that the new construction parking has to be off-site parking has to be provided. However, there is a lot of regular houses that have been here for a long, long time that do not have it. Is there any possible way that moving forward in 2019 we could look at something to help people who have no parking available to them? I'm not looking for an answer. I'd just like to make a suggestion.
I think that you gave me the best answer. That it's a no-win situation, you know, and I hate to use your answer, but, you know, it is such an involved decision. I know we get calls in public safety for this overnight parking, for permission, and we've been, you know, trying to stop that to a certain degree as well if it's not really for a good reason. You know, we've always said, you know, ask a neighbor, try to find a senior citizen that's not driving anymore. Maybe you could use their car. I think we have the municipal lots, right, that people can go to. My own opinion, and I know it's been a topic on this board of commissioners, especially with the two-hour permit parking that we're trying to stray the commuting parking problem, you know, and unfortunately, truthfully, you know, that's why I did that as a pilot, because it seems to push the problem to the next blocks, you know, and we're looking at that right now. But I really am a firm believer, and this is what separates Nutley from our surrounding communities. This is overnight parking ordinance, is that, you know, keeps cars off the street for the cops, you know, if they see a strange car, and safety reasons, plowing, obviously. And I don't think this board is ready to even really have a conversation about banning that overnight parking. But I hear what you said, Rory, and I'm welcoming all kinds of ideas if we could solve that and relieve some of it, because I have to tell you, the 4 to 12 shift at that police department and that dispatch center, the phone does not stop ringing from
5 o'clock to 12 o'clock at night about this overnight parking.
I think it is slowly becoming an issue, and I will conclude, is that if you don't address it now, you're going to address it at the next election.
Well, the only thing to really address is either we stop it, you know, I mean, there's, at this point, I think that, you know, the, like you said, with the new development going on in town, that they have to have enough parking. But there's a lot of old apartment buildings in Nutley, and you're right. So, you know, we'll look into it, and if you brainstorm it or anybody else, I mean, I'm open to suggestions. But I am in a no-win situation. I realize that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners tonight?
Carmine Alessio, 81 East Center Street. A couple months ago, you know, I attended one of these meetings and outright asked about Center Street and the parking problems and traffic that is ongoing going east and west on Center Street in reference to the new Frank A. Cacciolo Kitty Park that's has been redeveloped, and now with this bridge, you know, undertaking needed construction, the limited parking. And my concern was we only have like 14 parking spots in that vicinity for like patrons to come with their children to park, you know, the cars and get out of the cars and go into the park. And I asked Mr. you about if there would be any like on-site parking, which may like help the situation, because at the time the police gave out like 68 tickets in one day. And, you know, my concern is that I frequent the Chase Bank like daily and use the center of town. And it's throughout the years, it's been very congested and I would say like dangerous. The crosswalks are not like painted properly. But I can understand construction was underway and maybe the future would hold something a little bit better. But as far as safety goes, but like I said, I don't see any like infrastructure of widening the street or I went on site there and looked to see if there was any parking going to be a lot beyond maybe the Booth Park side or anything like that, and the guys told me that they're just basically fixing the road and.
Well,
that's
a county park, right, Joe?
It's a county park.
Yeah, that's a county park. So, I mean, as far as any site parking over there, I know we talked about it here for a while by actually town hall. I mean, we're here over here, and remember we were doing something. We knew parking was a problem over here. I think when I first got elected, we talked to someone about creating some parking in this green spot right behind this old bank here. But that didn't go very far. I mean, Green Acres, and I know Commissioner Tucci knows a lot more about it than I do, but there's so many restrictions of what you can do and what you can't do, and I would find it hard to believe that the county would want to put a parking lot by the new park they did.
I'm not sure. I'm not privy to what the county's arrangements with Green Acres or even the conservatory that they utilize to fund some of these improvements are. But you're right. There are major restrictions that Green Acres imposes, and for every piece of parkland that you take away, you need to swap it with another piece. So if you're going to take part of the park for parking, you need to compensate with some other green space.
To be honest with you, I made a phone call and tried to talk to the parks commissioner of the county, and what they did was hang up on me and keep me on hold. And I feel in my heart that, hey, this is our town. We could dictate what we want. The park is actually going to be bigger now with the construction of the mixed-use building, which Mr. DiBiase owns. It's like a monstrosity, which I feel, according to the Municipal Land Use Act, was not the appropriate thing to do there in regards to the zoning. You know, but that's my opinion. I mean, these guys, they, as long as they get what they want, their concern is not my concern, which is safety in the town. And this is my point. There's a thing called impact fee. When you put a monstrosity building and you're going to take parking from the citizens of the town who are trying to frequent the main avenue and do the right thing, and we're on top of each other and there's driving congestions like on Kingsland Road and all of that, where do you draw the line? Where does the line in the sand happen? Could maybe somebody like answer this question that I, so I don't have to come back.
I don't mind taking a stab at it. As far as I would say that, you know what, it seems like that the people of Nutley are, you know, yelling out about these apartments. So I think that we're making adjustments that, you know, we're going to address it, and we're an extension to the people, and we're listening to them. You know, that they feel there's too many. But again, you can't have it both ways. You can't say my taxes are going to stay the same if we don't develop, because the cost of running the municipality goes up. But I think that in the future, you know, we're looking at these applications very carefully and reviewing them and seeing what kind of impacts they're going to have. As far as the impact fees, I know we talked about this here. I'm not an expert on impact fees or what governs that, but I think we're all on board with whatever impact people make with development, they should have to pay the fees.
Yeah, well, I kind of think it's all over right now, because it hasn't been done in the past, and now there's a market for, you know, lawsuits and all of that that can occur, because some of these individuals got their buildings and whatnot, like Mr. Mecca. He's become a part of the community now. And I was, well,
Mr. Mayor, 5 minutes is well up. We can't let finish people extend. We have to stay.
Excuse me, Mr. Jenna Temple. Mr. Petracco did get some words in edgewise that maybe
Mr.
I feel
Lassie,
that I got
you were saying,
maybe
right.
A minute left. So getting back to my train of thought is, the damage has been done now. It's all over. I mean, like, draw the line in the sand with this. This kind of activity has to stop. The residents in the town do not want it. We don't want any more multi-dwellings. We have enough. The schools are too small. In fact, Mr. Mecca has become a part of the community now, and I've heard that he wanted to fix Washington School, and it never happened. Like, now he's fallen on the sword for all the misdeeds of the planning board and all the other boards that allowed him to proceed. And in my opinion, it's not cost-effective for him to put a little two-family house the way he builds. He's a tremendous builder. I've never seen buildings as beautiful, and the material he used is state-of-the-art. I think the man's doing a pretty good job. In fact, I don't appreciate what has happened to me with this kind of letting him do this and letting him do that with the variances that Mr. DiBiase sent to people within 200 feet. Okay, what they've done to me, put a wall. I know my time's up, so I'm going to have to come back and get my thoughts together here. But
thank you, Mr. Lesio.
Will I get any kind of response to any of the? I'm sure I asked one or two questions here.
Well, I think we'll work with the county to see what we can do about some of the safety concerns as the bridge gets opened up, and that should happen by the end of the month. So.
You do understand, Mayor Scarpelli, once this is done, it's done. It's in the works right now, and I feel that they should work something out to accommodate, something like an impact fee, to accommodate the citizens and the young people, the young children that are going to frequent a park that's larger, and the bridge is even bigger.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lesser. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Commissioner Rogers?
Motion to close the public hearing. Comment. Yeah, this.
Try to go home.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm just sitting here thinking about, you know, the progress we made regarding term limits. Right? This issue that now comes up repeatedly about development in town. You know, there's the ongoing development of the Hoffman LaRoche property. We're working with our planner, topology. I think this is another area where we should be having, you know, good open conversation with the public to get all the views around it. I don't think we should do that in a vacuum. So just picking up on the idea that says we should hold a public meeting regarding term limits, I think this whole question about development of what's going on in town is an important one. Commissioner Tucci has said he's working on a report. I think there's an opportunity connected with that to basically open up a public dialogue about this, because we as a board are going to be facing decisions in phase three of the Hoffman LaRoche site that I think would necessitate and would be prudent to have more public input. So just a point to consider. Thank you, Mayor.
Now could I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved again.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. See you on the 18th. Good night, everybody.
Time is 9:48. Yes. You won't?